Russ Belville is joining us.
Thank you, Court. Oregon Normal. And today's the day. I got to be honest with you. I mean, I've said forever, Russ, that to me, if somebody wants to smoke a joint, I can't really do it because I just sit and stare and want to eat Doritos. But I don't think there's any difference between doing that and drinking a glass of wine. I never thought in my lifetime that we'd be having this conversation. Did you?
Well, I thought it would happen someday, but after 25 years of consuming cannabis, it's nice that today, for the first time, the money I spend on weed isn't helping a weed dealer, isn't helping a black market in any way whatsoever. I'm really excited. Quick correction, though, I'm with Portland Normal, the city chapter, not Oregon Normal, the state affiliate.
Oh, well, congratulations, actually. I just gave you a promotion today. It's a big day, and Oregon Normal wanted me to surprise you with your promotion. You're getting a new chair.
Oh, fantastic.
So, there you go. How does life change, do you think? I mean, because you can't, I mean, brief us on this. You can buy it. There's a limitation on what you can buy. And you just walk down the street pretty much in smoke and it's not a problem. You're standing outside of your office building token.
Not quite. First of all, the limitations are that recreational marijuana consumers will only be able to purchase up to a quarter ounce or 7 grams of cannabis at any one location per day. They'll only be allowed to purchase up to 4 marijuana plants for the whole rest of the year from any one dispensary, and they can purchase an unlimited number of seedlings. But public consumption is still quite against the law. You can still get ticketed for that. So it's not as if people can just freely, you know, walk down the street or smoke outside without the possibility of some repercussions.
Producer Court is now recovered from belching. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, my question is, you said per location, and there's in Portland area, there's something like 80 dispensaries that are supposed to be opening up recreationally. Could you conceivably go to each one of those and get 4 plants at each one?
Yes, you could, conceivably speaking, but then you'd be breaking the law by having more than 4 plants at your home. If you have more than 4, it's a Class B misdemeanor. If you have 8 or more, it's still a Class C felony.
Well, I've got a feeling that people who like pot are kind of used to bending the rules a little bit, so that's really not the trained professionals at this point. That's really nothing.
Yeah, and as far as how this is going to be tracked, the OHA, Oregon Health Authority, has only dictated that the dispensaries have to track what was purchased, how much was purchased, the birth date of the person purchasing it, but does not require them to take anyone's names. So how well they're going to be able to track how often any one individual has come in remains to be seen.
What do you think is going to happen to drug dealers? I mean, are they just all of a sudden going like, well, I guess I can Uber?
Well, I'm glad those legal opportunities are available to them. But what's going to happen under Oregon legalization is once our recreational growers get up and running in January, we are going to crush the price of marijuana. It's going to plummet in the Pacific Northwest, even lower than what it is now, which has been the national low point. You know, for years now, we've had the cheapest marijuana. It's even going to get cheaper. And counterintuitively, for some people, that's actually a good thing. The cheaper it gets, the less profit there is in being an illegal weed dealer. Thus, you have less of the black market. It'll never completely go away. There's black markets in CDs and purses and perfume. There's always black markets. But this is going to do the best job of moving most of that into a regulated tax market that's going to benefit all Oregonians.
Russ Belville. He is with Portland Normal. Can I ask you one real last quick question, yes or no?
Sure.
Are you high right now?
No.
Oh, we should have cut you off, man.
Well, it is only 7:13 in the morning. I haven't had a chance to fully ramp up yet, gentlemen.
Okay. I'll have a brownie.
Wait, when will you be high?
Yeah, when will you be high?
Well, we'll let you know throughout the day.
Okay, cool. All right, man. Thank you. Russ Belville with Portland Normal. It's 7:13.
We will follow the story of Russ's inebriation throughout the day.
Thanks, guys.
If you're inebriated, does that include high or is it just booze?
Just cannabis. I don't really use alcohol.